helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel. First, there was a January 6th committee, then the Government Weaponization Committee. Now there are calls for a new church committee. All of these with the same alleged goal of government oversight to clean up Washington, D.C. This has been tried before. In 1975, Senator Frank Church had public hearings of the Senate Select Committee to study government operations with respect to intelligence activities. Quite a mouthful. It became known as the Church Committee, a nice, pithy little title. Now, the reports of this committee were called the most extensive review of intelligence activities ever made available to the public. But did it make a difference? Well, there were a couple of executive orders regarding the intelligence community, but that was really all that changed. Now there are people who are calling for this new church committee. Would that really make a difference? I mean, after all, wouldn't those on the committee be the very same partisan politicians who act like they saw nothing, they heard nothing all along, that sounded rather like Sergeant Schultz?
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Well, hello there, everyday Americans. Paul Engel here with the Constitution Study. You know, we are not Sergeant Schultz here. We don't turn a blind eye. We don't pretend we don't know. We see, hopefully, what's going on. We try to wade through the nonsense and the politics and find the constitutional truths there. Now, there is a lot to talk about. I've been talking recently about the latest set of whistleblowers from the IRS, but I have to wonder, since it's the politicians that set up this mess, it's the politicians that have ignored this mess while it was developing, do you really expect the politicians to fix this mess? Didn't work with Church. In fact, one of the things with the Church, I believe, was from the Church Committee, was this idea of keeping the intelligence communities from talking to each other that so many people derided after 9/11. So is a new Church Committee, is another set of politicians looking at this from a political viewpoint, is it really going to make a difference? I mean, let's face it. Most of the people today that are calling for a church commission are doing so because it is those in their political party that are being targeted. You don't see the Democrats calling for them. You see the Republicans. You don't see the Biden supporters. You see the Trump supporters, which leads you to believe any quote-unquote church-type commission that were to come forward, well, would be just as politicized as the January 6th and the government weaponization committees have already been. So if the answer isn't a new church committee, what is it? Well, I want you to stop and think. Let me see if I can explain my thoughts here. See, the problem with a church committee is the very same problem you have with the January 6th and the government weaponization committee. Call it the fox guarding the hen house. You know, maybe what you have are politicians looking at politicians saying, gee, what politician thing can we do to make this look, to make us look better? Because mostly what you're dealing with, when I say politicians, I'm not simply talking about the elected people, those we elected to represent us. I'm talking about all the political appointments as well at the top of each and every one of these agencies. Which also would lead me to believe that many of the politicians that would be on such committee, well, they're less worried about fixing the overall problem than making sure it's not used against them. In other words, while they might not do the same things to the same degree or the same way, they wouldn't mind being the ones being able to regulate and control their political opponents. That would be just fine with them. They just don't like the way it's been used lately, which is part of the problem. See, part of the other part of the problem, the Church Commission, is this obsession we have gained that the federal government is the only body that can do anything. That's not the country. That's not the government structure the framers of the Constitution gave us. They didn't say the federal government, what we now call the federal government, what they used to call the central government, was the end-all and be-all of everything, that they had all the power, that only someone in the federal government could oversee the federal government. That is not what was created. And in fact, the very fact that we have centralized so much power in that government in Washington, D.C. is the very reason we're having these problems, because they're allowed to grow out of control because the proper oversight is not being affected. The people who are truly supposed to be watching over the different branches of the federal government and doing something about it are missing in action. They're apathetic to their duties, to their responsibilities. And ladies and gentlemen, those people also work for us. You see, one of the beauties, one of the reasons the United States has been a constitutional republic for well over 200 years is that power was not centralized. It was distributed. Just look at the 10th Amendment. It says that the power is not specifically delegated to the United States, belong either to the states or to the people. The centralized government had limited enumerated powers. Now, it didn't take long for people to try to centralize power. That's kind of human nature. But we understood that, no, the federal government there was to do two things. Most of them, by the way, were focused on foreign affairs, not domestic affairs. But you see, as the federal government kept taking over domestic issues more and more and more for decades, ladies and gentlemen, decades, two things happened. The states whose power was being usurped by the federal government said nothing. And the people whose power was also being usurped did nothing. We kept hiring the same people to do the same thing. And I believe both the states and the people did it for much the same reason. Greed. They got bought off. They got bribed into silence. We'll create this illegal, unconstitutional agency, but we'll give you money. Ladies and gentlemen, that's called a bribe. Bribery, by the way, is one of the three things that can lead to an impeachment, at least at the federal government level. But it's not just the person that offers the bribe, it's the person that receives the bribe that does this. Tell me, how is a church commission going to fix that? It's not. So while we just sat by and allowed the federal government to grow, to assume power to itself it doesn't legally have, because we were bribed into silence, we willingly turned over our power and our rights for a bowl of pottage, a promise of peace and prosperity, a chicken in every pot, and some dollars in every wallet. Church commission is not going to fix that. And the people who could have stopped this, the ones in Congress, you know, the members of the House who could have impeached people for this type of activity that we're suddenly we need a church commission. There was criminal activity, and the House did nothing. Even the few vain attempts at impeachment were not based on anything constitutional. It was a political move. And they're our employees. We hire them every 2 years to represent us. And they did nothing. And we did nothing. And when it was found that members of a certain administration broke the law by mishandling classified information, by intentionally bypassing the data handling laws so that the people would know what their employees in government are doing, that person wasn't prosecuted. They were not impeached. They were not charged with a crime. People who turned around and said, wait a second, what this person did was criminal, they were poo-pooed as conspiracy theorists. When another member of that administration lied under oath, he wasn't punished. He wasn't impeached. He wasn't tried. That impeachment was never tried. There were no criminal charges actually sworn out against them. And the people they hired to represent them did nothing. When it became obvious that members of the executive branch were subverting the the will of those who hired the chief executive, the president. We did nothing. And our representatives did nothing. And when this person was impeached without evidence, there was no valid evidence given. Now, granted, the House has a right to try and impeach it. That's their right. And it was tried. And the people around this country, they said, why are you doing that? Do you really just hate that person that much? When the House failed in the trial of the impeachment, not once, not twice, they couldn't even get the third time off the ground because the alleged charges were so ridiculous. The American people, for the most part, did nothing. When members of the House lied about actually having evidence because they couldn't produce any of it, the American people did nothing. Our representatives in the House did nothing. They couldn't even come up with an ethics complaint against them. When the president complained about irregularities in the election, now granted, some of his claims were really out there, but that was simply used as another opportunity to impeach him. And the American people supported those who were calling for the impeachment. And of course, then you had January 6th. People protested, and a few knuckleheads, a bunch of people were invited. They went into the Capitol without being stopped, without being warned off. They were actually had doors open for them by the Capitol Police. And a few of those knuckleheads did some stupid stuff. Now, they didn't kill anybody. They didn't injure anybody. In fact, the only person that was killed that day was killed by the Capitol Police. An unarmed lady was killed she was crawling in a window. Nobody's been impeached. Nobody's been criminally charged. And when the government went after those who protested, we did nothing. When we found out that our government actors were lying to us about COVID, about Hunter Biden's laptop, when we found out that there's now even more evidence about the character of the person currently residing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Now, the people are doing nothing. You've got a few people in Congress that are saying, we need a new church commission. We need an impeachment. But they're doing nothing. They might as well be Sergeant Schultz.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
And now we see calls for a new church committee. Why? Well, you see, there's an interesting thing about the church committee. It's who headed it. This Senator Church, who had a goal, had an agenda, brought out some really damaging information about our intelligence community. And that information got out. And maybe for a little while, people were, what are we going to do? But ultimately, nothing really happened. So as we are seeing this evidence of corruption at the FBI, the Department of Justice, the IRS, probably ATF and others, are we going to do something about it, or are we just going to sit back and watch a bunch of preening politicians get up and make grand speeches and grand accusations and maybe come up with a report that actually proves a couple of points, or are we actually going to do something about this? What can we do? We can start by choosing a better class of individual to represent us and our power and our name. Now, listen, I'm not picking on individuals. There are some people in Congress that I think are doing a decent job. Some I think are doing a terrible job. And I'm assuming that those people are accurately representing the people in the districts and the states that they actually represent. But if that's the case, that really gives me pause for the future of the United States. But it's not just who we send to the District of Columbia. How about the people we send to our own state houses? Why are the states not standing up and fulfilling their duty, defending their rights, pushing back against their creation when it exceeds their bounds and their authority. Maybe if the states, if we had picked people in the states that would have actually stood up against this tyrannical assumption of power, the abuse of this power when it started, maybe we wouldn't be in this place. And I'm always, you know, people are always saying, well, what are we going to do? This election's going to fix this election, ladies and gentlemen, is not going to fix this. We've spent decades digging this particular pile, shoveling this amount of manure into it. We spent 150 years piling manure into a ginormous pile the size of the Tower of Babel. We're not getting rid of it in an election. We're not getting rid of it probably in a decade. But the question is, will we at least start to get rid of it? Or will we simply play partisan politics, have our little show trials, stomp around and show all the evidence of just how evil the other people are, and do absolutely nothing? That question, ladies and gentlemen, is one that only the American people can answer. Will we do it in about a year and a half, a little less? Will we choose the same people, the same way, to do exactly the same thing? Or will we choose our representatives differently? Not based on donkeys and elephants, not based on how pretty they look or how good they are with a teleprompter, but by the content of their character, the fidelity to their oath to support the Constitution of the United States. Now, I do have some examples I want to look at, but I have to take a break first. If you wouldn't mind, though, head to the website constitutionstudy.com. You can find out all the work that I'm doing. You can find articles, videos, books. You can sign up for my mailing list. Most of all, you can ask a question. I'm looking for some more questions. I answered some questions the other day. I want to answer some more. That's constitutionstudy.com. Just click the Ask a Question button, fill out the form, hit the checkbox that says Answer on the Radio program, and I'll be more than happy to do so. Now, I have been settling in. I've been on the road for a better part of a week. And, you know, when I travel, often I used to come home with the crud all the time. You know, just not feeling well, maybe the sniffles, maybe a cold, except I don't anymore. You know why? Well, I work on my immune system. See, I found an immune supplement that can help. It combines over a dozen immune supplements in a single travel-ready gel pack. It's Healthy Cells Immune Super Boost. And since you're an America Out Loud listener, you can get 25% off your first order from Healthy Cell by using the code OUTLOUD at checkout. Just go to AmericaOutLoud.shop, find the Healthy Cell card, click on it, you'll have all the instructions. Basically, you need to use that code. You put your cart together, whatever it is you want from Healthy Cell, use that code OUTLOUD at checkout. And it lets them know that you listen to America Out Loud, and as a thank you, they'll give you 25% off your first order.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, and sleep deep. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients supporting all four stages of sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order, risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
For 25 years, Global Healing has proudly produced the highest quality supplements and cleansing programs that are rooted in nature and backed by science. Get 15% off all of our products using code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health. Naturally.
Welcome back, Everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study, and today, well, what are we going to do about investigating the government? And do we really want Sergeant Schultz to be the one doing the investigating? See, it's these calls I've heard lately for a new church commission. Now listen, back in 1975, maybe that made sense. But as we look at this, at where we are today, in 2023, I don't need a new commission to tell me a lot of what's already being found out. See, there's plenty of evidence of the malfeasance, the corruption in the executive levels of our executive branch departments. And by the way, in our Congress as well. Yes, corruption in Congress. And I talked about the fact that those we hire to exercise our power are not fulfilling their duty to hold the corrupt officials accountable. For example, you remember the old 51 intelligence experts that Joe Biden said suggested that the Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation? They had 51 this is all Russian. He was on TV. He was debating. President Trump, and we had all this information except for one little piece of information that only recently has come out. You see, back in October 2020. A memo was penned by IRS Supervisory Criminal Investigator, Agent Gary Shapley. Now, he's now one of the whistleblowers we've been talking about. And it provides a complete chronology of how the FBI validated that the laptop belonged to Hunter Biden as early as November of 2019. And by spring of 2020, the FBI was actually exploiting the details. It was analyzing the emails, text messages, and photos found on that laptop that Joe Biden's 51 intelligence experts say was probably Russian disinformation. What about the experts in the FBI? The ones that validated this was Hunter Biden's laptop. More than a year before the election, the FBI knew. Well, about a year before the election, the FBI knew that this laptop that was alleged to belong to Hunter Biden, that the New York Post wrote about and was censored for, was actually Hunter Biden's laptop. And they were using the information on it. And in fact, Shapley's memo says, "We have no reason to believe there's anything fabricated nefariously on the computer and or hard drive. There are emails and other items that corroborate the items on the laptop and hard drive." We know this. We don't need a church commission. We don't need to spend millions of dollars to have politicians preen to tell us that the FBI has now meddled in their second, yes, second presidential election. Remember the FBI that said, well, you know, suddenly we're going to rewrite the law. You know, then candidate Hillary Clinton, well, she didn't mean to store classified. It wasn't intent, when intent is not part of the law. They simply added it to the law. You had the director saying, no prosecutor would prosecute this. That's not your job, sir. That is literally meddling. That is obstruction of justice. You are meddling with the justice process, obviously with the intent to influence a presidential election. That time you failed. In 2020, they did not. There are multiple polls. I know of at least one from, I think it was Barna, that looked at the swing states and found what, 17, 19% of the people who voted for Biden would have voted differently if they had known about the Hunter Biden laptop. See, that information, the hiding of that information, manipulated the outcome of a presidential election. Now, I don't know about you, but when we have government agencies meddling in the election process, choosing who should be elected and who should not, and illegally using their powers to do that. I think we call that a coup d'etat. And ladies and gentlemen, there's more and more evidence that this is not relegated to the top echelons of the FBI or the Department of Justice. See, in an interesting move, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court released a 117-page order that they declassified and released this order back on July 16th. This is almost unheard of. It's a very rare move for the FISA court to actually declassify and allow access to this information. But in that court document, the judge listed an unnamed FBI analyst back in June of 2022, conducted four separate searches on information that was collected via a warrantless surveillance program under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, using the last names of a U.S. senator and a state senator. Now, their names were not disclosed in the unsealed ruling. But listen to that paragraph again. We have a court document that says an FBI analyst conducted illegal searches on data that was illegally collected, right? Because it was a warrantless surveillance. That's it, violation of the Fourth Amendment. I don't care that there's a law that says a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Congress doesn't get to write laws that violate the Constitution. The Supremacy Clause says that only laws of the United States made pursuant to the Constitution are supreme. And we have plenty of evidence, and I've used it before here, of unconstitutional acts are void. Alexander Hamilton, Federalist 78, Marbury versus Madison, Ex parte Siebold, Norton v. Shelby County. So this FISA law is garbage. It's unconstitutional. It's void. It doesn't exist. But yet it's being used to illegally collect data about the American people, which this unnamed analyst illegally used to search that illegally collected data, targeting a U.S. senator and a state senator. But Paul, you know, they could be doing something really, really evil. There must be a reason why an FBI agent do that. We see the document also showed that the lawmakers that were being targeted by the FBI Foreign Intelligence Operation. However, according to the Justice Department's National Security Division, they reviewed the searches and found they did not even meet FBI internal standards, much less the Constitution of the United States. Now, I have a couple of very interesting questions right here, right now. First of all, why are there not charges being filed against that unnamed agent? Why is the agent unnamed? There's got to be documentation that he applied for a FISA, an illegal FISA warrant to search illegally collected data. Why do we not know? Why is this person not being charged? Are they still under investigation? Are they looking for even more crimes from this agent? How high up the food chain is this agent? Why are there not articles of impeachment which prevent? You say you can impeach an FBI agent? Yes, sure you can. You see, Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crime and misdemeanor. You have illegal searches, violation of the Fourth Amendment, improper use of government data. You've got a lit laundry list. You can't find any of those that are considered a high crime. Now, why would it be so important to impeach this FBI officer? Even if he's not charged or not, why should we impeach this officer? Very simple. You see, Article 1, Section 3, we read, judgment I'm sorry, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. You see, if we impeach these people, we can make sure they never hold office in the federal government ever again. That's the protection we have. That's why impeachment is actually important. It's been turned into a political football, but we have no charges. We have no evidence of an investigation. We have no articles of impeachment for these criminal activities that are being targeted at U.S. senator and a state senator, apparently without cause, or at least not sufficient cause to actually have the FBI believe there's reason to request this data. By the way, there's more. See, another FBI employee queried the Social Security number of a state judge. Now, this judge recently had alleged that there were civil rights violations by a municipal chief of police. Now, this judge who had a Social Security number queried to investigate, the agency also found that the analyst did not have enough evidence to authorize carrying out the search, which shows me a couple of other things. Did these FBI agents, these analysts, did they get FISA warrants? Do we not only have a corrupt FBI, but a corrupt FISA court system? I believe the evidence is yes. Then why do we need another church committee to go through and regurgitate what we've already found? See, if we simply dealt with these individuals for what they did, we wouldn't need these large committees. We could have dealt with them individually. But let's not forget, we're also dealing with the FISA courts, the FBI ran data for a year ending this past March, and they ran about 180,000 searches of U.S. citizens and other, they call them American entities, according to the court. But they were collecting data that was illegally collected. Now, granted, 180,000, that's not a huge number. But you know what? To those 180,000 people, or the people that own the entities that were investigated, that's real important. Now, I know a lot of people will say, but Paul, they're just trying to find crimes. I dare you to tell me that. When we have a state judge being searched after complaining about civil rights violations, potential civil rights violations by a chief of police. When you have unwarranted investigations, searches of U.S. senators and state senators, without cause, without probable cause, without enough evidence to get a warrant, a legal warrant. Not this, the FISA warrants are not legal warrants. They don't meet the criteria from the Fourth Amendment. They are not shown to be based on probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and specifically detailing the places to be searched and the people or things to be seized. These are general warrants. These are saying, yeah, here's so-and-so, go searching everywhere you can find, any data we've collected, to get this information. We don't need a church commission. We need men and women with enough spine to actually fulfill the law and start impeaching these people and trying these people. And as far as impeachment goes, if the Department of Justice is not going to do their job, if they're going to ignore the law, well, technically, I guess that's not quite a high crime, is it? Granted, it is violation of their oath of office. I don't know if that's technically a crime or not, or it certainly is a misdemeanor. The original understanding of misdemeanor was something that was bad, but not didn't quite rise to the level of crime. We use that word differently today. But another committee, another group of people going, I saw nothing, I know nothing, is not going to fix the problem. What's going to fix the problem is the American people demanding that their employees in government fulfill their oaths, support the Constitution, and if they refuse to, then they get fired, meaning they are in your mind, they are disqualified from holding office. If these people will not impeach those who are criminally acting in the government, we need to effectively impeach them by disqualifying them in our minds from ever holding office again. You see, we keep looking for someone else to do this for us, which is why it's not working. We need to do it. We don't have to impeach an elected official to recognize they're incompetent. Why do we vote for them? You know, the old joke, how can you tell when a politician is lying? Their lips are moving. What does it say about the American people that we now knowingly hire crooks and liars and thieves and, yes, cowards who refuse to do their job, yet we keep giving them their job? You know, kind of like they're the nephew of some mafia boss. You give them a job or else, you know, I'd hate to see your business here, something happened to it. The American people need to stand up. Don't ask for a church commission. Demand that your employees in government do what the Constitution says. If these people have committed crimes, they need to be impeached. There need to be charges filed. If the Department of Justice won't do it, then it's time for the people to tell the Senate, hey, you confirmed these people. It's about time you start doing a better job of it, or you'll be fired because you're not only incompetent, you are a danger to the Republic. Now, I have to stop for another break, but I wanted to remind you that I go to AmericaOutloud.news every day for the latest news and happenings. I recommend that you do as well. Just like me, take those stories, those articles, those podcasts, the videos, the things with the information you find so important, and share them with everyone you can. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how we secure the blessings of liberty.
Well, the Out Loud Truth was the rallying call that started it all. A wide spectrum of programming from world and political news to societal, your health, and cultural stories. 7 amazing years of news stories, informative podcasts, and great talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
How can you improve your odds of staying healthy? The answer is stay healthy with Cofix RX. Who's got time for a cold, strep, a flu, HRV, RSV, or COVID anyhow? Cofix has some great news. Besides being featured as a top 5 product in the drugstore news, we completed the protocol that you've heard Dr. McCullough talk about. Cofix RX is already famous for a powerful virus-hostile nasal solution, and now we have a throat spray too. Crush those nasty germs before they become a problem. With known antiviral support ingredients like povidone iodine, xylitol, and vitamin D3, you can feel a little safer. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order, you'll receive 25% off the entire purchase. Just click the Cofix RX banner on the America Out Loud website or store. Be sure to use promo code OUTLOUD25 at checkout. Don't forget, OUTLOUD25 at checkout.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. Today, well, I'm trying to figure out how the group of people that have been acting like Sergeant Schultz, seeing nothing, doing nothing, knowing nothing, how getting them to investigate their own government is going to fix anything. I've already talked about the facts of the, you know, people are calling for a church committee. I've talked about the church committee. I've talked about what we already know. Why do we need to reinvestigate? Why not just take that evidence and actually do something with the evidence we have? But also want you to remember, it's not just what we've been seeing in the FBI. There is more to what is going on here. I'm going to give you testimony from Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana, he's been involved in some of this corruption. And in fact, one of the court cases that has a very interesting position right now.
Today is to put a spotlight on one more of these incredible avenues as unprecedented corruption and government cover-up. And here again, a federal court has just affirmed all that hard evidence. It proves that the White House, the Department of Justice, and the FBI, among other agencies, threatened and coerced the social media platforms to censor and suppress disfavored viewpoints and conservatives' social media posts online. I'm grateful we have with us today two individuals, Mr. Kennedy and Ms. Harris, who were directly impacted by that censorship, and a third, Mr. Sauer, who we're about to speak with, serving as lead counsel in the landmark lawsuit against the federal government on this issue. Let's talk facts. The American people are not aware of the magnitude of this case, Mr. Sauer, and its profound implications, because most of the mainstream media is in on it too, and they're trying to bury the story. In brief, in May of last year, the attorneys general of my state, Louisiana, and the state of Missouri filed suit in U.S. District Court of the Western District of Louisiana. This blatant censorship. They went after the blatant censorship by the Biden White House and nine of its federal agencies. 2 weeks ago on Independence Day, the district court issued a truly extraordinary 155-page court opinion, a ruling granting the plaintiff's request for preliminary.
Okay, the video cut off. They were granted a preliminary injunction. It's not a ruling. It's not an opinion. But the court did say, listen, Biden administration, all these agencies, all these members, you stop talking to social media about protected speech. Period. Boom. Bang. Now, how's the Church Commission going to fix that? Now, since we have evidence, we have the Twitter files, we have emails showing specific members of the FBI, I believe the IRS, the CIA as well, illegally communicating with social media. I should say, communicate with social media in an attempt to commit a crime. What crime? How about willfully denying people of the United States a right protected by the Constitution of the United States under color of law? So you have this thing called the First Amendment. This is Congress cannot make a law that would allow the infringement, the abridgment of the freedom of speech or of the press. So when government actors are not allowed to abridge a person's freedom of the press, they can't get a third party to do it for them. I have a question. With, you know, Ms. Green, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's apparently been doing a lot of writing of impeachment articles lately, where are the articles of impeachment for these FBI agents who have committed an actual high crime? They violated federal law, 18 U.S.C. Section 242. That would be a reason for impeachment. Okay, it's not the big fish, but it would be a step in the right direction. But you see, that's why this won't work. It's why another church commission is just, I don't think will work, because it's just going to be another set of political grandstanding. Even this representative is using this as a political grandstand as much as anything else. So when I see Senator Grassley out talking about the two-track system of justice after the IRS whistleblower testimony, that may be true, but what are you doing about it, Senator? Now, granted, the Senate does not impeach. Where's the recommendations for federal charges? Where? See, this is all hat and no cowboy. It's all talk and no action. And another church commission is not going to fix that problem, because the problem is fundamental to the people who are doing it. In fact, these are the very people who've been writing these amorphous, vague laws that the executive agencies have been using to go after the American people. The Internal Revenue Service recently announced, I think it was just this week, that they will no longer be sending armed individuals to taxpayers' home unannounced. They won't be sending armed agents. Remember those 87,000 agents they're going to hire? Well, apparently they're not going to send them as unannounced. They're not going to have a standard policy to send armed agents unannounced to people's homes. They did say that unannounced visits will end except in a few unique circumstances. They want to improve the safety and operate more efficiently. Interesting how they don't seem to be worried about the rights of the American people. According to IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel, I think it's pronounced, says, we're taking a fresh look at how the IRS operates to better serve taxpayers and the nation, and making this change is a common sense step. Why did I just have a flashback? There was a short story. They actually, the old Twilight Zone did this, and they aliens come to Earth and they leave behind a book, and the title of the book is How to Serve Humans. The twist is it's a cookbook. So when the IRS tries to figure out how to serve taxpayers better, I immediately think cookbook. Because most Americans don't realize an IRS officer has no legal authority to enter your property without your permission unless they have a warrant. They've got no exigent circumstance. So if an IRS officer, armed or otherwise, shows up on your door, you don't have to let them in. In fact, you can trespass them. Say they're not wanting your property, you're being trespassed, leave now or I call the police. And then call the police. Now, depending on where you live, do you have a decent police department or sheriff's department that will actually stand up for the Constitution, for the laws? I don't know. But this is a little bit like, well, we're going to stop beating our wife. We're going to stop beating our dog. We're going to stop. We've been doing it. We're going to stop now. Don't you think it's great? We're not going to beat them anymore. So what can we do? Well, there are a couple of examples of those who can actually possibly maybe doing something about it. But for example, 24 members of the House, by the way, they all happen to be members of the Republican Party, have introduced a bill to cut out all funding for the John Kerry's climate envoy position at the State Department. Gone. Defund it. No money. No us. Do you really think it's going to go anywhere? Sure, it'll probably pass the House. Do you really think it's going to pass the Senate? This, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is called the power of the purse. It's one of the ways that Congress, especially through the House of Representatives, it's an interesting interpretation of the Constitution that says all spending must originate in the House. It's actually all things for collecting revenue, bills for collecting revenue, originate in the House. But it's a way of saying, listen, this climate envoy is a waste of time. It's a waste of money. It's unconstitutional. No money. Do you think they're really going to do it? Personally, I'm not holding my breath. I think the fact that the unofficial title for this position is climate czar, because he's acting like a czar. He's acting like a ruler, flying all around the world, pretending that, you know, he may believe that we're all going to die in 10 years from climate change. That merely shows that he's unwilling to look at any facts or evidence. He's the Dietrich Bonhoeffer's version of stupid. You want to know about that search for Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Theory of Stupid? A great little article on that. But at least there's a few people saying, even if we don't get the outcome we want, we're going to do the right thing, and that is defund this unconstitutional waste of the American dollar and abuse of the American people. But there's another one, and I kind of like this one. Now, listen, I'm not a huge fan of Texas Governor Abbott. Some things he does well, some things he does not so well. You know, it's kind of a hit or miss, but I do like this one. You see, the current administration has been derelict in their duty to enforce federal law. Right? One of the laws has to do with immigration technically immigration is not a power delegated to the United States. But there's federal law that says if people transit the border, the federal border, the border of the United States between a checkpoint that is against the law, they need to be stopped, they need to be prosecuted. They've intentionally been derelict, not accidentally, intentionally. Well, a lot of the border states pay a terrible price for all of this. So what does Governor Abbott do? Well, he has built this floating barrier. It looks kind of like the in a swimming pool, they have the rope with the floaties on it to designate the different swim lanes. or if you have a home pool to separate the shallow end from the deep end. It kind of looks like one of those, except they're much larger. There's not a lot of rope in between them. And oh, by the way, they have nets that go all the way to the bottom. And they're there to discourage people from getting over, from crossing the border, because they're difficult to get over and you can't get under them because of the nets. Now, needless to say, the derelict Mr. Biden, he's not real happy about this. So his Department of Justice sent a letter to Texas, to the governor, requesting that they, notifying Mr. Abbott that the agency would sue the state for allegedly violating federal immigration law. All right, federal immigration law is void. Show me where in the Constitution the federal government is authorized to regulate immigration. It ain't there. So it's not. So the federal immigration law is the one that is void, not what Texas is doing. Texas has every right to protect their border, especially when the federal government said, we'll do it, but they're not actually doing it. So here you have a state saying, no, we'll do this. And of course, now you have the federal, it's a big, bad Department of Justice, Department of Injustice, actually. And by the way, these barriers are on the Rio Grande. I forgot to mention, it's upon the Rio Grande. Well, guess what? Governor Abbott said, Texas will fully utilize its constitutional authority to deal with the crisis you, Mr. President, have caused. I added the Mr. President because that's who the letter was sent to. Right? He says, and I love this line. He says, Texas will see you in court, Mr. President. I like that. This is a state saying we're not simply going to bend the knee because you say it's illegal, because you say you don't like it. You know, it's funny because the very same presidential administration that complains that this is dangerous and unlawful ignores the fact that what they have done is unlawful, since he hasn't fulfilled his duty to faithfully execute the laws of the United States, and completely ignores the dangers that these illegal aliens, no, they're not migrants, they're aliens, that these illegal aliens pose to the people of Texas each and every day. So ladies and gentlemen, a new church committee is not going to fix that. It's not going to fix John Kerry's illegal post. It's not going to fix the IRS knocking on your door. It's not going to fix all this mess. But what I want to see is, I want to see if you believe that John Kerry's post is illegal, well, then you need to contact your member of the House. If you can do it in person, even better. In person, telephone call, letter, email, form. Those in that order, from most effective to least effective, as I've been told, that's how you contact them. Yes, defund this. Contact your senators. Tell them the same thing. This is an illegal post that is draining the American dollar to destroy the American economy. No more. We will not fund this because it's not a power delegated to the United States. Now, maybe it changes their mind. Maybe they support the defunding. Maybe they don't. But don't do it because you know you're going to win. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Remember the words of John Quincy Adams when he was asked why he kept fighting for abolition, to get rid of the slave trade, after, I think, 20 years of failure in the House of Representatives. His duty is ours. Results are God's. We don't do it because we know we're going to win. We do it because it's the right thing to do. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a sign of character. Speaking of character, do we think Governor Abbott has the character to stand up, to push back, if Mr. Biden actually sues? And what if he finds a friendly judge that's willing to issue some more? Will the Texas governor fold? Or will he recognize that if the federal government doesn't have the authority, then the federal judiciary doesn't have the authority either? Will the people of Texas support this man? Will they support Mr. Abbott as he's standing up to the bullies and tyrants in Washington, D.C.? See, that's the part we keep missing. We want Mr. Abbott to go fight. We want our senators and our representatives to go fight, but we're not willing to support them when they're doing the right thing. That is our failure. And that's one we need to work on. We don't need a new church commission. We need to persuade and to hire employees, representatives, people acting in our name, using our authority, that have the spine to do what is right on a case-by-case basis. I'm very particular when it comes to things like, impeachment and whatnot, but I think we've got evidence that it's there. We don't need more political grandstanding. We need to stop talking. We need to start doing. And if the people that currently reside, that currently hold offices at the Capitol, well, if that's who truly represents us, that who's truly represents the people of the different districts, well, then we've got no one to blame for ourselves for this crisis that we're in. And another political committee is not going to change anything, not one darn thing. I hope you'll come back and join us here for the Constitution Study every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on America Out Loud Talk Radio, heard on the iHeartRadio Network. Now, if you can't listen then, that's fine. All my shows go to podcast generally a day or two after they're heard on the radio. You can find them on your favorite podcast app, but do me a favor, subscribe to the show. Leave me a rating and review. It's how people find the websites, how they find the podcast, and who knows, they may just join us. You can find all the links you need at the webpage at americaoutloud.news. But as always, it's not just the links, but I want you to share them. I want you to share this news. I want you to share this information. I want you to share this hope that there is something we can do to restore the United States to the land of the free and the home of the brave. By doing so, you help spread the blessings of liberty.